Well, later this morning, the Cabinet will discuss plans to lift level 5 COVID restrictions. However, a final decision won't be taken until after a further meeting later in the week. The latest figures show that an additional 252 cases of the virus were confirmed yesterday, a drop on recent days. Research carried out for the Department of Health shows that people are less worried about the virus, something that may be linked to positive news about the availability of a vaccine. For more, let's talk to our correspondent Orla O'Donnell, who was at last night's briefing from the Public Health Emergency Team. Orla, talk to us first of all, if you would, about where we're at. What did the briefing hear about the current spread of the virus?
Well, as you heard, the number of cases was below 300 yesterday, and the level of new cases is the lowest it has been since September, although there is a warning that case numbers tend to be lower on a Monday after the weekend. We heard that Ireland is doing well in comparison to other European countries. For example, the 14-day incidence rate has decreased by 40% here, and only three other European countries are doing better than Ireland. Ireland also has the second lowest 14-day incidence rate in Europe. But there are some concerns related to those surveys and research into people's attitudes that you mentioned there. This change in the reported levels of worry about COVID-19 is concerning them a little bit. And they said, Dr. Tony Houlihan said, it was not that they wanted people to be worried, but they think there's a correlation between levels of concern about the virus and people's behaviour, that it might lead to people dropping their guard. Also, they found that people are saying they've made small reductions in the personal protective measures they're taking, and fewer people are staying at home, and there are also higher volumes of car movements. These are small changes, but they're worried that small changes in behaviour could lead to an increase in the R number, the reproductive rate of the virus, and that could present big problems quickly with the case numbers as high as they are. There's a feeling that small increases in people's contacts over the midterm or over Halloween contributed to the stalling or deterioration of the situation in the previous week or 10 days that we had seen and that they had expressed concern about last week. And there's also a warning that people shouldn't assume an improvement in the situation just because the numbers were lower yesterday, as Dr. Tony Houlihan now outlines.
We've seen a reduction today in the numbers. Often, as you well know at this point, the Monday number can be a little lower than previous weeks. We're still dealing with a five-day average of over 300 cases per day. And that's still a significant number of infections. If we were to start to trend upwards again, a small change in the reproductive number, were that to increase slightly above one from a caseload of 300 and odd cases on a five-day average, would create problems for us within a relatively short period of time.
Tony Houlihan, he was also asked, Orla, about the extent to which people are following the guidelines at the moment. And he was asked specifically about celebrations on the sports field.
Yes, he was asked about this twice, Rachel. He was asked about what were described as high-profile events where people may not have observed social distancing, and in particular, as you say, about teams who've celebrating a sporting win. And he said it had been a long and difficult year for everyone, that it was very difficult to keep up the high standard of behaviour expected, and that it was understandable that sometimes people let their guard drop. He said a strong blame-oriented response was not necessarily appropriate, and people should support each other to do better. There should be more tolerance and acceptance. And we can hear what he had to say.
Teams that win tight and important matches tend to celebrate. I mean, that's not a surprise. I think that we have tipped too much as a country into a sense of blame and trying to find the latest person who's in breach of some particular guideline and trying to find, as it were, a lamppost to hang that person from. I think we need to have more tolerance and acceptance that, look, this is a very high standard of behaviour that the whole population has kept up. We have, with good reason, sought to maintain and preserve elite sporting activity. I think the weekend, for anybody who enjoys sport, was a very enjoyable weekend for people, and part of what has helped, I think, people to get through the challenge of the stay-at-home measures that are in place.
The Public Health Emergency Team, Orla, due to meet tomorrow to consider its advice to the government. And I suppose it goes without saying almost at this stage, there's a lot at stake.
Yes, obviously Dr. Houlihan wouldn't speculate on what advice they may give. It's clear that they are not comfortable with the current state of the virus in this country, the fact that it's still at a higher level than they would like, despite the fact that it does seem to be heading in the right way again. Asked about news on the third potential vaccine, Dr. Houlihan was emphasising that they have hope, but the challenge is to get through Christmas and the new year. He emphasised that they would be providing advice to the government, they wouldn't be making decisions, and he said it was never easy providing advice on the basis that it has implications not just for people's daily lives but in the functioning of the economy. He said they know their advice has implications for people's jobs, for people who've been out of work, and they offer it in the full understanding, he said, that it's not straightforward for anyone.
Now, separately, an inquiry is to be announced later on in the day into a drug used to treat epilepsy.
Yes, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, had a meeting with representatives from Epilepsy Ireland and the Organisation for Anticonvulsant Syndrome Ireland. And this is in relation to the use of the anti-epileptic drug sodium valproate, and it's known as Epilim here. It can cause birth defects and developmental disorders in children whose mothers take it during pregnancy. The Minister has said that he's committed to holding an inquiry into the licensing and use of the drug. He says he wants a streamlined, low-cost process with a speedy report where testimonies from affected families will be central, and he has asked officials to examine a number of different options as to how the inquiry will be structured.
Orla, thank you very much indeed for that. Orla O'Donnell there.